Blog Talk Radio.
As one, your voice may not be heard. As one in a million, your voice cannot be ignored. Rick Santorum's Patriot Voices stands with you for faith, family, freedom, and opportunity in America. Welcome to Patriot Voices Radio. This is your time to stand up and let your voices be heard.
Welcome to Patriot Voices Radio. I'm your host, Dan Davidson. It's great to be with you here today. We are coming together to make our voices be heard, and the grassroots is growing stronger than ever here at Patriot Voices. We are getting phenomenal growth in 2015, and we want to keep growing because we have to make our voices heard. We have to come together. Today, we're going to have another great show focused on the principles that we all share: faith, family, freedom, and opportunity in America. And we are going to hear from Senator Rick Santorum, who is in Iowa today. So he's going to be joining us here in just a bit. We'll also talk with Julie Fredrickson. She's our Patriot Voices Nebraska State Chair. She was at Senator Santorum's book signing last night in Omaha, Nebraska. It's always great to just get some feedback from people who are at some of these live events. Of course, Senator Santorum and his wife Karen has written the new book, Bella's Gift, about their daughter Bella, who has trisomy 18, and how her love and just the whole family, the love that has been generated from her life, they share how they've dealt with it, and it's just such an inspiration. And so we'll get an update on that. Also, we'll get an update from our National Grassroots Director, Shelley Ahlersmeyer. And as I said at the top of the show, we've had a lot of exciting growth here at Patriot Voices, many new people coming on board to volunteer to be a part of this. And that's what it's all about, our voices coming together as one as we continue to fight for the principles we hold dearly. We've got some great prizes to give away today. We are going to give away a Patriot Voices sweatshirt. There's still some coolness across our fruited plain. Spring is on the calendar, but those Patriot Voices sweatshirt really come in handy. Also, we're giving away a copy of the new book, Bella's Gift, by Senator Rick and Karen Santorum. Also, we're going to give away a copy of American Patriots. It's another book written by Senator Santorum in 2012. It's a wonderful collection of stories about the unsung heroes of the American Revolution. So here's how you can join our giveaway today. Just go to the Patriot Voices Facebook page and join the event at the top of the page, and you'll be automatically entered to win. So just join the radio event, and we'll be good to go. We will pick some winners throughout the show, and we are going to be giving away some sweatshirts as well as some books today. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, a lot of growth here in Patriot Voices, and I think we'll check in with Shelley Ahlersmeyer, our National Grassroots Coordinator, first, just to kind of get a sense of some of the recent growth and some of the momentum that's been generated here in 2015. Shelley, I want to welcome you to the show today. How are you?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing great.
Well, it's been a busy time for you and a lot of your grassroots workers here for Patriot Voices in 2015. Give us a little update on some of the recent growth.
Yeah, we're really excited. We are growing leaps and bounds. As you sort of alluded to at the beginning of the show, we're really excited. We just hit 3,400 grassroots leaders today. So we're
wow.
We're adding at a crazy rate. We're actually doing a a March Madness type contest with our local leaders, and they're out there recruiting. Our state chairs and our current leaders are recruiting other folks and trying to win a great prize. So we're very excited about their activities, and it's really making a difference in our growth.
So give us some examples for those who are listening to this live or on our archive podcast, how they can get involved and be a part of Patriot Voices.
Sure. Well, the easiest thing is for everybody to sign up for emails, and that will help keep you in the loop on what Patriot Voices is doing, and they can do that, you know, right on our homepage at our website, patriotvoices.com. And then if folks want to do a little bit more, we have another opportunity to become a point of contact for us in their community, and that's a great way to, again, stay in the loop and be alerted when there's something going on locally. And the great thing about being a POC is it's not a regular commitment. We're only going to, you know, let you know about things going on, and you can say yes or no depending on, you know, what's going on with your schedule. And then, of course, we love it when people sign up to become chapter leaders. These folks are actually organizing small groups of Patriot Voices people in their community. So lots of options for people, and we try to make it so that no matter, you know, how busy you are, which we know everyone is, that there is something that, you know, suits you and fits into your lifestyle.
Now, you mentioned a chapter leader. One of the really effective things that you have helped people do in the communities is host an event where a video is shown and you provide the materials. Can you tell us a little bit how people can get involved with that as well?
Yes, that's called our Sacred Honor Party, and the DVD that is shown at that is a DVD that Senator Santorum did. It's like a documentary. He is featured in it. It's a Citizens United production, and it's really a comparison between the French Revolution and the American Revolution and how our country was founded upon our rights come from God, and how the difference between the French Revolution, which has evolved into the European model that we see there today. So it's really goes back to our founding principles and talks about, you know, we need to protect them. We need to wake up and make sure that we're aware of how our country was founded.
Wonderful. And I know you put this together, and if someone wants to kind of step forward, you have the materials and everything. It's kind of like turnkey, isn't it? Do you make it easy?
It is. The kit is complimentary, and once you sign up to be a chapter leader, or if you're, you know, interested in doing this without being a chapter leader, we can send you the kit free. There's a discussion guide included and a few other materials, and again, it's a great way to start some Patriot Voices activity in your community. And actually, folks usually end up showing it more than once. They start showing it to maybe a handful of people that they're going to help, you know, start their chapter. And then they may show it at a church or a school or a few other things. They show it over and over, again, to help people become aware of you know, the importance of, preserving our foundation that our country was founded upon.
Shelley, I know at patriotvoices.com there's always updates about the issues of the day. There's always calls to action, petitions, things like that. Can you give us a little update on some of the things that the Patriot Voices leadership team is focusing in on this week?
Yes. We're actually just getting ready to come out with a grassroots kit that people can download and take around their own community. But we have an online petition for folks to get involved with supporting a Senate bill that's been introduced by Senator David Vitter. It's Senate Bill 73, and this is relating to Common Core. And, you know, I know, you know, most of our listeners are aware and really very engaged in what's going on with Common Core in our country. But the federal government has encouraged and coerced the states to adopt these standards by tying some federal funds, other federal funds and programs, to the adoption of the standards. So what we're trying to do is support this legislation by Senator Vitter, where the federal government can no longer do that. So there'll be no federal incentive for these states to adopt it to get these monies, and so it's a really important bill. So we're asking our members to contact their senators and encourage them to not only support the bill but to become a co-sponsor so that, you know, again, we can stop this federal incentivizing of to adopt these standards at the state level.
Wonderful. And you know, I love the way you make it easy. It just takes a couple minutes to go on the website, click in that area, and you've got things just so easy to connect with whether it be congressman or petition. So there's really just a couple minutes is all it takes, right?
Right, absolutely. We have a couple different, you know, when we're signing a petition, obviously people are used to that. But sometimes when we ask people to activate, we encourage them to use our email tool, and it's all set up. We populate the email with, you know, some text, and they're obviously able to edit it if they decide that, you know, that's not exactly how they want to say it, and it will go directly to their senators or their congressmen. Sometimes we advocate to President Obama if we're trying to get him to do something or to stop something. So absolutely, these things take, you know, less than 2 minutes sometimes, and the important thing is not just signing the petition yourself or sending the emails, is letting other people know. So we always encourage people to try to find five other people to do the same thing that they've just done, and that really, that, you know, obviously increases the impact of what they've just done as well.
Absolutely. Well, it is exciting. I know the last time we talked to some of the new grassroots deputy directors that you have, it sounds like you all are just keeping busy with a lot of the new contacts, aren't you?
We do. We're, you know, I probably say we're not keeping up with it, but we're doing our very, very best to do that, and it's exciting. And yeah, I think the most exciting part about it is that once people become involved with Patriot Voices, they're just excited to share it with other people, and that's really a key part of our exponential growth. But we have an amazing grassroots staff. We have several recruiters who are reaching out, and folks who sign up on the website. We try to reach out and you know, let them know the options. And then we do a lot of events around the country, you know, book signings. We try to have a table whenever the senator does a book signing or other events where he's giving a speech. Or, you know, we do a lot of events where the senator is not even involved. We look for opportunities in communities across the country that really bring people from all over the state or the country. And, again, spreading that Patriot Voices message of the importance of being a strong advocate for conservative principles wherever you live.
Well, Shelley, I know we're going to be touching base with Senator Santorum here in just a little bit. He is traveling in Iowa today. He knows the back roads pretty well there from a few years ago. And so hopefully we'll be able to connect with him. I know there's some areas where there's some, you know, spotty cell reception there, but he always does his best to call in live here at Patriot Voices Radio. You know, you mentioned the movie Our Sacred Honor that he narrated, and you alluded to the French Revolution. I know Senator Santorum, in his remarks as he speaks and shares around the country, he alludes to that quite often. And I thought we would just kind of do a blast from the past. I have about just a few minutes clips from some remarks that Senator Santorum gave when he was in Iowa speaking at an event earlier last year, and he spoke about that. He also talks about kind of a call to action, challenging us all to become engaged and to live our principles. So let's hear from Senator Santorum right now from some previous remarks.
So, what do we have to do? How do we fix this? I always go back to the revolution. How do we win the revolution? Do we have better soldiers as far as equipment or uniforms or leadership? Do we have more resources? Do we have more people? Remember, we were fighting not only the British, but we were fighting the loyalists who were in America, which were a significant number. How do we win the American Revolution, being outgunned, outmanned? Because we wanted it more than they did. The left has changed America because they want it more. And we are complacent. We believe that things will just be okay because we're Americans. We believe that things are always going to be okay. But not for such a time as this. This is a time where each and every one of you have to engage. When your business does things that are against your values, don't just sit and take it. They don't. They make it uncomfortable. They make it uncomfortable for their businesses, for their schools, for their community groups, civic organizations. Look at what's going on with the Boy Scouts. Did that come from the majority of people? No. Because they cared enough to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be the generation that lets America slip through and become a descendant not of the American Revolution and God-given rights, but of the French Revolution and government-given rights. The only way to stop it is not just through politics, but it's in every aspect of your being. And so here's my challenge to you. I need you to think about it, and of course, I need you to pray about it. I need you to pray about what God is asking you to do. You're here for a reason, to hear this message. You need to pray about what He wants you to do in every aspect of your life, to live what you believe, to live the first principles of America, and to go out and make a difference in our country. We are twice as strong, number-wise, as they are. If we adopt the same passion, the same commitment as the other side does, and put the pressure on Hollywood, support good films, support good television, encourage your children to get involved in the arts. Don't discourage them, encourage them. Go out there and make a stand. Prepare them for when they go to college. Send them to the college. And if, by the way, if you're a contributor to these colleges, universities that pervert the minds of our children, stop giving them money. You need to live it. That's the word. Live it. If you live it, you can say, oh, I'm here in Iowa, what can I do? Well, first off, you are a fairly important state from the political point of view, as you well know. But you're also the heartland. And if a few people gathered in California and New York can change Iowa, tough Hawkeyes can change California and New York right back too. So I just want to say thank you again for giving me the opportunity to be able to have our voice heard in the last election. And now it's back on you. Now it's time for you to let our voices be heard and to save America. God bless you. Thank you.
Those were some remarks from Senator Rick Santorum from an event in Iowa last year. Kind of a blast from the past there. Wow. Shelley, very strong, you know, words there, the call to action. And, I mean, that's what it's all about, living what we believe in, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's, you know, whenever the senator talks about this, this is, you know, a key part of why we've been able to, you know, bring people together and build Patriot Voices, because, you know, they're so inspired to be the person that does something. And, you know, like I mentioned, we try to make it fit into their lives because we know people are so busy with school and work and other things. So, like I said, I think we have a way for most people to feel like they're making a difference and having their voice heard through Patriot Voices.
Well, and as he said, he challenges us to become engaged and to make a difference. And, you know, sometimes I think we can get disillusioned, disheartened, and kind of overwhelmed in seeing what may need to be done, what we feel needs to be done, and just wondering, what can I do? How can I make a difference? But Patriot Voices really offers that vehicle, doesn't it, to get involved and to actually make a difference.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And, you know, I wanted to also maybe mention we have an advocacy relating to Rick and Karen's new book, Bella's Gift. You know, one of the reasons that they wrote the book and shared so, you know, honestly about what they went through was they wanted to make a difference in the medical community, because that was one of the first things they found, that, you know, the medical community viewed Bella differently. And it really affected, you know, their access to treatment and so forth. So we're really encouraging our members to get a copy of Bella's Gift, the book, and we have a little memo that they can print out and put in the book, and then give that to as many people in their medical community, you know, locally as they can. You know, maybe family physicians, people in the community who deal with newborns or, you know, pregnant moms, so that they can see, you know, the value of these, each and every one of these children. So things like that are a great way for people to make a difference.
I know Senator Santorum shared on our last show about that, and some very powerful and inspiring stories about how some medical healthcare workers have gotten the book and read, and it's really made a difference in their perspective on things. So that's an important part of how we can continue to get that message out.
Right.
So definitely
encourage them to do that. They can find that on the website.
PatriotVoices.com, always a great resource. Shelley, thank you for checking in with us. We may say hi later. We want to remind people that they can enter the Facebook giveaway. Just go to Patriot Voices Facebook site, join the radio event for today. You'll be automatically entered, and we'll be giving away some things throughout the show. Shelley, thanks so much for everything you do.
You're welcome.
Okay. Shelley Alishmeyer, the National Grassroots Director for Patriot Voices, keeping busy. We appreciate all the interest, and as she said, there's so much growth in Patriot Voices. It's phenomenal. So they're just trying to keep up and make that personal connection with each one of you that are stepping forward and wanting to be a part of this wonderful organization. We are very privileged now to welcome live to Patriot Voices Radio Senator Rick Santorum. He's in Iowa today, and I know he was there yesterday. Senator, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio today.
Well, thank you. I was with your brother. In fact, all day yesterday and today, and just leaving Clarinda, Iowa. Should I test your Iowa knowledge to ask you who was born in Clarinda, Iowa?
You know what? I don't know. John Wayne? I have no idea.
No, that's close. He was born in Iowa, but now he was born in Winterset. But no.
Okay.
Glenn Miller of Japan fame was born in Clarinda, Iowa. So I just turned off Glenn Miller Boulevard at Clarinda on my way to Shenandoah, Iowa.
Well, very good. I'm sure it's nice to be back in the Hawkeye State there where the tall corn grows. Tell us a little bit about your trip, where it started, where you end up, and some of the people you're meeting and sharing with.
Well, we've had a great couple of days. Started out in Council Bluffs and had about 70 people show up at a town hall meeting in the late morning, which is a really great showing, and had a lot of press coverage there, which was really wonderful. And did a Chamber of Commerce meeting, met with some folks at the Chamber, talked to some folks in the pro-life community at a crisis pregnancy center. We had a little town hall meeting there just to talk about religious liberty issues, and all of the meetings were very, very well attended, very, very encouraged at the size of the gatherings that we're having. And then went to Omaha, spent a couple of few hours over there, did some meetings with some great folks who are doing medical apostolates, folks who are doing faith-based, if you will, faith-based care medical care that's entwined with spirituality, which is a really cool neat concept in medicine. And so I visited one of those clinics yesterday, and then had a book signing at a bookstore in Omaha last night for Bella's Gift. And today we've been down in southwest Iowa, which is one of the more rural areas of Iowa. Some of the smaller counties in Iowa, population-wise, are down here in the southwest. And we're hitting five counties doing town hall meetings. It started at coffee at 7:30 in Red Oak. And then we had a nice little gathering at a coffee house in Clarinda, and now we're off to Shenandoah. So we're looking forward to a great day here.
Well, I know you always enjoy connecting with the American people. And with your recent remarks at the C conference in D.C., you really focused on the national security challenges that face our country, as well as our economic uncertainty. And I'm sure that you're focused in on that, and that's part of your remarks there in Iowa.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you're connecting and what you're sharing with the people of Iowa on this current trip.
Well, just in Clarinda, we actually talked a lot about national security at that event. There's a gentleman there who just retired from the military, and another one who had asked me a question, was concerned about our national security. And how do we deal with Iran? How do we deal with ISIS? Problems of immigration and our national security and our border. All of those issues came up, and they almost all come up now. It's been interesting. I made the comparison to 4 years ago when we were traveling around Iowa, and those issues didn't come up. I mean, the immigration would occasionally come up, but the national security issues did not come up. And that's a it's a real difference for us in looking at the 2016 election and recognizing that national security is going to play a very, very big part of this election. And
sure,
that's a good thing in some respects. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing that our country feels less safe and that the world is a more dangerous place, and our president has not guided our country well. But politically, it's a good thing because Republicans, I think, are given more. The American public has more confidence in Republicans that they're able to deal with these national security threats that they have. That they're going to make America strong and not weak, and people will feel less threat and more secure. So it's an opportunity for the right candidate to come forward with, I would argue, with experience and knowledge and understanding and the ability to communicate the threats and a clear vision as to how we're to deal with these in a way that ensures our security and minimizes the risk of loss of American lives. Those are really high incumbent things upon our nominees or eventual nominee to be able to do.
Senator, in our last show, Senator Netanyahu was just about to address Congress. He had been invited, but the Obama administration and some key Democratic leaders pretty much snubbed him. I'm eager to know your reaction to his recent victory decidedly in Israel last week, in his election.
Well, it almost looked like somewhat divine intervention. I mean, it seemed like he was headed toward a defeat, and really in the last 24, 48 hours, things seemed to turn around, and I don't know whether it was the uncovering of the Obama administration's in providing funding for a group that was opposing him, or whether it was his pronouncements about the Palestinian state. Whatever it was, he was able to rally enough support around him and his coalition to be able to put together a governing coalition that can keep the pressure up on our country. This is a sad thing to have to say, but keep the pressure on our country not to strike a bad deal with Iran. And I think it's really tragic that a report just came out yesterday, that we are now relying on the French to strike a tougher deal than we would with the Iranians. And I am encouraged and have been encouraged over the past several years that France has taken this responsibility of confronting radical Islam much more seriously than they have in the past. But now they're at the point where they actually are requiring more out of Iran than the United States. I don't think anyone would have seen that one, 6-7 years ago, that the French would drive a harder bargain against a nuclear proliferation than the United States. And that just tells you how desperate the President and Secretary of State Kerry are to get a deal. If they're really willing to acknowledge and put in place a pathway for a nuclear weapon, which just tells you that they're simply not prepared to stop them. The underlying understanding of this whole negotiation is that Iran and the United States have a mutual understanding. And the mutual understanding is that Barack Obama's administration is not going to stop them, so now we have to negotiate how to do so in a way that the administration can sell the United States and make it look like they're tough.
I think it's time for some fresh leadership in Washington, Senator. What do you think?
If you only have it happen this year instead of next year, or coming up sooner than later, we still got the president almost 2 more years of being president of the United States, and that's
right.
There's so much damage that can be done. Here's the cool thing about it: if we are fortunate and blessed enough that Iran does not go nuclear in these next 2 years, then a new president actually can do something about it. And as we all know, we saw this from Ronald Reagan back in 1980, from the horrible condition our military was in, the state of, in Jimmy Carter's own word, of malaise that had taken over our country and in our lack of confidence in the world. That we can find that candidate that has the knowledge, experience, and the courage to lead and get the American public to to join them in that leadership, that we can make all the difference in the world here very, very quickly coming out of 2017.
Senator, just to move on to a different topic, Patriot Voices has really heard the national outcry against Common Core, the educational standards, and they're working to earn support for Senator David Vitter that would stop Common Core with the legislation he's proposed. What do you think is the future for Common Core, and what's the best way for folks across the country to stand up against it at this point?
Yeah, Senator Vitter's idea is probably the easiest way nationally to do it, which is to support Senator Vitter's legislation. That's why Patriot Voices is behind it, because it says federal government keep out. Don't keep providing these incentives for Common Core. Don't twist arms of the states to do that. You know, if you disconnect the money, then it creates a lot more flexibility for states to be able to redo those standards. And that's the second level of support we need. Folks, I know a lot of Patriot Voices people are active in the Common Core fight in their state, and we just want to continue to encourage you to do that. You know, here in Iowa, every time that issue comes up, it's unanimous. I don't know anybody that thinks this is a good idea or a way to approach changing the education of our country to benefit our young men and women. And so I'm encouraged that we have so many Patriot Voices people involved in this fight. I want to encourage you to continue that fight. It's well worth it, and I think, as you've seen in other states, it can be accomplished. You know, this is one of those areas where even the education establishment, that is the teachers unions, are thankfully not going to be dug in opposed to us. So it's an opportunity when the other side is not dug in to be able to really make some positive change.
Senator, I know the Patriot Voices community has been helping share the book you and Karen wrote together, Bella's Gift, with medical professionals. And we've spoke about this a little bit at the top of the show. Why is this project important? And give us some feedback from some of those who have been able to read the book and really make a difference in their perspective.
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, I was in Omaha talking to some people who run clinics that are Christian-based, and the response that they told me about it in reading Bella's Gift was really eye-opening for them. And these are folks who are in the field who try to live the culture of life and have a moral healthcare policy. But I can tell you that at the book signing last night in Omaha, that an obstetrician came up and to buy the book because she was curious as to you know what Bella's story is, and she didn't know. She knew of trisomy 18, of course, but she wanted to read Bella's story and find out how these children do well and what kind of treatment and care and I told her, I said, this was I'm so excited that she was here. I said you wouldn't be surprised reading that book how physicians like yourselves, the obstetricians and also pediatricians were not particularly encouraging health. She goes, oh no, I wouldn't be surprised at all. She goes, this is what I deal with. And she goes, I'm a strong believer, and I can tell you that I have to in my obstetrics practice, I fight to make sure that we don't do things that are not just abortions but other types of procedures that are not consistent with good moral teachings. And she says, I'm going to use this as a weapon to make sure that everybody reads this and my practice understands the dignity of all human life. So it's very encouraging that hopefully people will use this as a way to touch other folks to be more respectful of the dignity of all human life.
That is very exciting and encouraging to hear, Senator. So we just want to ask people to pray about getting an additional copy and sharing it with the medical professional, healthcare professional in that area, as you just shared. Yeah, and it'd make a great Easter gift. Easter is coming up, be a great Easter. What are your plans for Easter as your family? And just give us an update in general about Bella and the rest of your children and family.
Well, thank you, Dan. As you can tell, I'm on the road right now, but I'll be home tonight And then I got my boys home from spring break, and so I'm going to spend some time with them tomorrow and necessarily the only day I have at home for the entire week, and so tomorrow's my weekend with my boys. So I'm looking forward to
great.
That. And then you know, Easter time, I sort of take off Thursday through Sunday. And that's, I spend a lot of time at church, a lot of time in prayer, a lot of time in, you know, contemplating. You know, I'm not a great contemplative. I know a lot of folks who are great prayer warriors, and I'm always one of these guys who's always on the move all the time, and I have to schedule time just to be alone and to pray and to be with our Lord and try to, you know, better understand, you know, what his call on me is. And so I'm going to use this wonderful Easter season as an opportunity to contemplate on the sacrifices he made for me and what he's calling for me in my life.
Well, we will keep you in our prayers for that, and that's just a great thing to focus in the Easter season. Senator, Godspeed to you in your trip with safe travels, and thank you so much for taking time to join us here on the radio today.
Well, as always, just let me thank all of the Patriot Voices folks across the country, and yours, as I'm traveling around more and more these days, getting the chance to see so many people that with their Patriot Voices sweatshirts and T-shirts and all the you know, all the folks at manning our tables, I can't tell you how encouraging that is, and how wonderful of a team we have across this country. We're so blessed. It's really, really good people, and it's an encouragement to me to know when you see the kind of folks that we have, the people who give up their time and energy to be supportive of us, is an affirmation to me that we must be doing something right.
Amen. That's well put.
Amen.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks,
right, we'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye. Senator Rick Santorum, live here on Patriot Voices Radio, calling from Iowa. He's been making some great connections there and just sharing his heart, sharing the principles that he stands for. And we're happy that he was able to join us today. He mentioned a book signing that he did last evening in Omaha, Nebraska, for the new book that he and his wife Karen wrote, Bella's Gift. And we have one of our state chairs from Nebraska, Julie Fredrickson, who's going to join us now. And she was at that event, so it's great to get some feedback. Julie, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining
us.
I'm sure it was exciting to be there at the book signing last evening. I want to ask you about that. But first of all, let me just ask a little bit about you, your family, and how you initially got involved with Patriot Voices. We appreciate your leadership.
Well, thank you. And I'm excited to be part of this great group. Several years ago, my husband was ill and found out that he had a genetic kidney disease called polycystic kidney disease and required dialysis. And at that time, I got very, very involved in the fight against what we call Obamacare, basically the health care bill, because I thought it was individual responsibility and right to have our own insurance and to manage our own care. We were blessed with a kidney transplant, but we have a daughter that
great.
Has a heart condition, and she needs a heart transplant. So needless to say, when this issue came up with the health care, I got thrown into the political scene and started a group in Omaha called Omaha Tea Party Patriots. But my heart has always been with finding a candidate that spoke to the people and that was experienced enough to lead us out of the mess that we're in. And I was drawn to Rick Santorum during the last election. I think he's awesome.
Well, we certainly hope that things go well with your family, and I know it sounds like you've got some challenges. We'll keep you in our prayers, and I know Senator Santorum was very vocal about Obamacare and some of the possible, you know, ramifications there, and so appreciate your leadership there in Nebraska. Tell us a little bit more about the book signing last night. Where it was and some of the people that came out for the book signing with Senator Santorum.
Oh, yes. It was at Adorama's Bookstore, beautiful bookstore in the heart of Omaha. And we had a wonderful turnout. And Senator Santorum spoke on the radio yesterday, and he did mention it, and I think that brought people out because people want to know that there's someone that can lead them or lead us, lead our country into a brighter future. You know, we want to know that we can be secure and safe. And people showed up for that book signing that had health problems. They showed up because they were worried about America. They showed up because they're patriots, and they wanted to know that there were people out there fighting to restore America to what we hope would be a safer, better place to live, you know, in the years to come. But everybody was hopeful, and they were excited to meet somebody like Rick Santorum. Some had already met him. Some knew him from the 2012 trip that he made, you know, around the country. And after he started Patriot Voices, they just wanted to be part of a solution. You know, they wanted to know that there was a group that they could join, and that's why they were very interested in meeting him and reading Bella's Gift. It's a beautiful gift, a beautiful book.
Yes, Bella's Gift is really inspiring so many people, and I'm sure that the people who got the book there last evening are going to be blessed by it. Bella is just a great example of how love can really transcend, and I know that's really the focus of the book, and I'm sure people will connect with that, with the opportunity to read it there in Nebraska.
Right, I think they will. I mean, people were buying two or three at a time and giving them as gifts and taking them to their physician, like he mentioned. So, you know, at the end of the evening, we had a sign-up sheet, and I didn't even have to ask people. At one point, I looked over, and people were waiting in line to get on the list to be contacts so that
Wonderful.
They would know when he was in the area to hear him speak.
That's fantastic. Well, it's just all a matter of just standing up for the principles, as we talked about earlier in the show. And it sounds like things are really growing there in Nebraska, the heartland of America. So thank you for your leadership, Julie. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's exciting to see people coming out. I mean, people really do care about our country, don't they?
They absolutely do. And the heartland is no different. We've got people here that are they're hard workers, farmers. In Omaha, we have a lot of industry, and people work for corporations, and they tend to get into a mode of there's nothing we can do. But I think Patriot Voices is allowing people an outlet because they're dedicated. You know, they want to be part of something that's going to help, and I think this group is an outlet for them to do that. It's very exciting. And I went to Council Bluffs yesterday, too, and to hear Rick Santorum speak, that was the first time I'd ever met him in person. And it
Great.
Was the first time I'd ever heard him speak in person. And it's just it's thrilling.
That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm very excited.
Yes, we can tell, you know, you're enthused, and that's awesome. Let me ask you, Julie, in closing, if you were to describe Patriot Voices in one word, you know, from your involvement and knowing what it's really all about, What would you say?
Oh, dedicated. Dedicated.
Awesome.
People are dedicated. Responsible people are dedicated to making a difference.
Wow. That does say a lot. Julie, thank you for your dedication and sharing with us today, and thank you for all the great work you're doing in the great state of Nebraska as our state chair for Patriot Voices.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for joining us today. Julie Fredrickson, one of our amazing state chairs from Omaha, Nebraska. Boy, she's enthused and excited. Sounds like a great event there in Omaha. And we have a winner for one of our giveaways. Anita from Ohio has won American Patriots book. That's a book that Senator Santorum wrote a few years ago. And so we have a couple other winners that we're going to announce here from our Facebook giveaway. I think we got a sweatshirt, perhaps, and so we're going to ask Shelley Ollersmeyer to come back on the line here to just see if we have any other winners that we can announce. Shelley, do we have any more winners here from our Facebook contest today for Patriot Voices?
We absolutely do. From Indiana, we have Faith winning a Patriot Voices sweatshirt. So Faith is winning that Patriot Voices sweatshirt. And Janine from Illinois, she's going to win a copy of Bella's Gift. So we're really excited to announce those additional two winners.
Fantastic. Well, you could hear the enthusiasm in Julie's voice. Hey, you're going to have more contacts to follow up on, Shelley. She said they were lining up there after the book signing. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. We definitely will welcome those folks into the Patriot Voices family and get them connected on Facebook and make sure that they are making connections with folks from all over the country.
Well, Shelley, as always, thanks for kind of getting us updated on Patriot Voices. Remember, you can go to patriotvoices.com. Shelley, I know anyone can email you, Shelley, Shelley, at patriotvoices.com too, right?
Absolutely. If they email me, I'll get them connected with the folks that are in their state.
Fantastic. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us today in another edition of Patriot Voices Radio. Remember to continue to make your voice be heard in your community. And as Senator Santorum gave us a challenge earlier, to make a difference and live the principles in your life. Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.